Mr. Simon Ramney, a 50-year-old man, visits Dr. Alan Pond, his GP.
Hello, Mr. Ramney. I'm Dr. Pond.
Hello, Dr. Pond. I know I haven't come to see you in years, but I do remember you.
And what can I do for you today?
Well, it's a bit embarrassing, really. I've come because my wife made the appointment, and I'm not one for missing appointments, but she forced my hand.
And what is she worrying about?
I've been waking up a lot at night to, it's really tough, mind you, to go to the bathroom. And my wife says something must be wrong, but I don't feel bad at all. I guess maybe I've been drinking more before bedtime, so really nothing much to be worried about. And I'm sorry to bother you about this, but I had to put my wife at ease, you see.
I understand, and it's quite all right. We'll see if there's anything behind it all. Have you had any temperature?
Not that I'm aware of, no. Nothing high enough for me to notice.
All right, well, this will be a good way for me to give you a little bit of a general checkup, as I haven't seen you in a while. I see in your file the last time you were here was for quite a bad sore throat 2.5 years ago. Would you mind if I asked you a few routine questions?
No, go right ahead. I'm here, I might as well make good use of the visit, mightn't I?
Good. Are you still taking Ramipril for your blood pressure?
Yes, every day.
Right, let's check your blood pressure then. Okay, please roll up your sleeve. 140 over 70, that's fine. Well managed by the medication. Any smoking?
Yes, about 15 cigarettes per day and not quitting, mind you.
And how would you evaluate how much you drink? Would you say more than 2 to 4 pints a day?
I hardly ever drink, as I'm a bus driver. I can go a whole week without a drink.
That's wonderful. Now, would you mind removing your shoes and jacket and stepping on those scales for me? Thank you. Now, please stand very straight against this wall with your heels touching the wall so I can measure you. Okay, so that is 6'1" and you weigh 17 stones and 6 pounds, which gives a BMI of 32. This means your weight is at a level that puts you at risk for quite a few diseases, like heart disease or diabetes. I really would advise you to shed 20 pounds and get down to 16 stones. Now, I know it sounds a lot, but any decrease would be good. You could do more exercise, for instance.
Well, I do just sit on my buttocks for most of the day, if you'll pardon my French. I have long shifts.
Well, I'd strongly encourage you to go for walks in the mornings or evenings, and over the weekends, maybe lift some weights at home a few times a week, or do some work around the house or garden. Anything that makes you move, really. And, of course, reducing the amounts of fat, salt and sugar in your diet would help. I don't recommend anything dramatic. Small changes at a time, so you can sustain it for a while.
Well, okay then, if it's that simple. I'll tell the wife and see what we can do. Maybe we could fry things a little less often.
Yes, that's a great start. Less frying, more baking and boiling. And you can also add vegetables to your diet and remove chips, for example.
We do eat quite a few potatoes.
So it's a good opportunity to diversify. Add leeks, carrots, peas, salads, etc. You'll have to go on making this type of effort for some time, but in a few months you should already start to see some results. And I'll see you again in, say, 3 months to see how things are going.
Sounds all right to me. I wouldn't mind having a nice chat about how handsome I look then.
Now, is there anything other than getting up more at night to go to the bathroom that's been upsetting you, even mildly?
Not really, no. And I have been drinking more water. I know, because I always take my water bottle in the bus and it used to be enough, but I've been thirstier. It's been hot, you know, so that's probably explaining the extra bathroom breaks. Though my wife thinks it's the prostate, which is silly. Nobody in my family has ever had those problems. Other than that, I guess I'm generally a bit tired. Nothing too worrying. No longer 20, you know.
Right. It might be a good idea to examine your back passage for me to check your prostate. Don't worry, it won't hurt, and it'll be very quick. Would you please lie down on the couch and relax for me? Okay, very good. I don't feel anything out of the ordinary. All right, you may get dressed. I do think we should run a few blood tests. We'll look at what your prostate has to say to reassure your wife. Get a urine sample to check for infection, which could cause increased urination. And also run a fasting blood glucose test. I'll write you a prescription for these.
A week later, Simon Ramney returns to get the results of the tests.
Hello, Mr. Ramney. How are you today?
Hello, Doctor. I'm quite good, thank you.
I have your results here. PSA levels are normal, which means your prostate is just fine. And your MSU reveals no infection, which is good. But your blood sugar levels are elevated.
But you said to reduce sugars last time, so we've started with my wife. We don't buy cookies anymore, so the sugar should go down now.
Well, it's good news you decided to cut down on sugar. I'm afraid the results of the tests are bad news. Do you have any idea what raised blood sugar levels can indicate?
Nope. Beats me.
All right. Well, if there's too much sugar in your blood, it means it's not being processed adequately by your body. And what helps the body deal with all the sugar is insulin. So high levels of sugar like yours, and 8 millimol per litre is quite high indeed, probably mean your insulin isn't working well anymore. Do you have any idea what this condition is?
Wait, I had a colleague, Andy Chur, who had to leave work because he had diabetes and he needed to take shots of insulin. Is this it? Do I have diabetes?
Diabetes basically means your blood sugar is too high, which is indeed your case. But your colleague probably had type 1 diabetes, the one where you need those shots. I'm pretty sure, given your history, that you have type 2 diabetes. It's also a problem with insulin and blood sugar, but treatment will be different. We will work to eliminate the symptoms and to prevent, or at least slow down, the development of complications. You won't have lifelong insulin shots. Am I making any sense?
Yes, I guess so. It's just so sudden. I wasn't expecting to have a disease at all. So all I have to do is stop eating sugar.
I'm sorry, Mr. Ramney, but it's not that simple. Diabetes is definitely to be taken seriously. You can suffer from many complications if your blood sugar levels are not taken care of well, like eye and kidney disease or blood problems, and also consequences on your nerves and brain. You'll have to see a few doctors, as diabetes is best treated by a multidisciplinary team of health professionals. And you'll have to change your lifestyle, not just cut out cookies. I'm very sorry, Mr. Ramney, but this is life-altering news.
Oh, I see. I don't really know what to say to that.
It's perfectly normal to feel a bit at sea. This is big news, and you need to get used to the idea and fully understand all the implications. It'll take some time.
So what do I do now, then?
Well, first we need to treat the symptoms. We can do this with short-term treatment with insulin, again, not for life, or we can use an insulin booster to rapidly relieve symptoms. So now we'll decide together which of these routes would be best adapted for you. I'll then examine you a bit further, and finally I'll give you some information to read quietly at home. We'll schedule an appointment next week for you to come in, with your wife if you'd like, with any questions you might have. Does that sound all right?
Yes, fine. Okay. But I'm not sure I understood everything you just said.
I'm sorry, we'll take it slowly. Please don't be too downcast. Diabetes is serious, but you can lead a normal life with it. So let's take things one by one.